The Knocking at the Door. Introduction. If Jesus himself were guest speaker in your church this coming Sabbath, what would his message be? The answer is simple. He is guest speaker already, and his message is readily available for all to hear the message addressed. Unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans. Probably more sermons have been preached among us and more words written about the Laodicean message than any other single topic for the past 100 years. Yet for some strange reason, the change the message calls for seems never to have taken place. As the decades roll on relentlessly, it appears that the tragic spiritual conditions that call for change have become even more serious. Has the familiar language of Revelation 3 verses 14 to 21 become so common to us that it is blasé? Do we flog ourselves with periodic harangues based on this message until we have become bored with the masochistic ritual? When will the last sermon on the Laodicean message be preached that will result in action that fulfills the counsel given by the true witness? This book is not intended to be a rehash of tired cliches applied in a fault-finding spirit. We will look at our Lord's message from an uncommon perspective, that of the 1888 message of Christ's righteousness. The familiar words of Jesus to the seventh church may take on a new and startling significance in the light of our post-1888 history. They become present truth. It is God's plan that truth shall bring his people into a perfect working unity. May the principles presented here help us all to unite upon the foundation of eternal truth, so that we can learn to glorify our Lord both as individuals and as a body, and truly act upon his counsel in the Laodicean message. Strident voices tell us there is no hope for the church. There is hope if we will do what our Lord says. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. History is no sad paean of woe. It is rather a reiterated call to repentance. The Lord has declared that the history of the past shall be rehearsed as we enter upon the closing work. We cannot escape history. In the long run, there is no appeal from history to any higher court, for the simple reason that history has been woven on God's loom. Again and again I have been shown that the past experiences of God's people are not to be counted as dead facts. We are not to treat the record of these experiences as we would treat a last year's almanac. The record is to be kept in mind, for history will repeat itself.